Over the next week, expect to hear a lot of opinions, rhetoric, and anecdotes about whether or not the surge is working in Iraq. But this is the modern age. Aren't there hard, concrete numbers that tell us if violence is increasing or decreasing? Well, as with everything in Iraq, once you look closely, the data becomes squishy. Karen DeYoung tried to sort out the violence numbers in an article in today's Washington Post. She joins us now, calculator in hand. Thanks for walking us through this.
My pleasure.
So General David Petraeus is expected to talk about a 75% decrease in sectarian attacks. That sounds so nice and clean, 75%. What's the catch?
There are several catches. A decrease from when? What is the level now? And how important is that in terms of overall levels of violence in Iraq, which, according to other people's count, are up rather than down?
So it seems to me a death is a death. Can't you walk through the morgue every night, count them up, and decide whether there is more violence today than there was yesterday?
Well, again, it depends on what you're counting and in what time period you're counting and who's doing the counting. The military is very good at counting things. That's metrics, as Don Rumsfeld always used to say. That's how they determine if they're succeeding or not. But here you've got questions of, are you counting attacks on civilians or attacks on troops? Are you counting sectarian attacks or non-sectarian attacks? Are you counting the number of overall attacks versus the number of people who were killed in those attacks? And everybody has different numbers.
We'll go into this a little bit about how they classify deaths.
First of all, there are lots of things they don't count. They don't count deaths or attacks of Shias upon Shias. They don't count Sunni upon Sunni. Those aren't counted as sectarian attacks. And in fact, in the military statistics, they're not counted at all. There's a question of what's a sectarian attack, what's a military conflict, what's a crime. There's lots of crime in Iraq, and lots of people get killed as a result of it. And intelligence officials who were trying to come up with the national intelligence estimate that was issued last month ended up being very confused as to how those categories were determined. One of them said to me, well, as best they can figure, if you get shot in the front of the head, it counts as one kind of violence. If you get shot in the back of the head, it counts as a different kind of violence.
And depending on how you compile those numbers, violence can look like it's increasing, decreasing, both, or it can be completely hidden.
Exactly. And again, it's not to say that anybody's actually cooking the numbers themselves. It's the categories they put them in and how they're used to portray progress.
It sounds like what we need is a surge of statisticians.
Well, and again, others will say, what difference does it make? You know, I mean, obviously it makes a difference to the person who's in the fight, Americans, Iraqis, but what does this tell us about how we're doing in Iraq? What does it tell us about the success or lack of success of the overall strategy? And I think that's a question on which you get similarly very different answers.
Well, I am still a little confused, but now I know why I'm confused. Washington Post reporter Karen DeYoung, thank you very much.
You're welcome.